The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
This is Philadelphia. It's 92.5 XTU, 55th ACM Wednesday night at 8. Keith Urban is the host, CBS 3, and performances from the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, the Bluebird, and what a great night it's going to be. Our coverage is brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150, and the new artist of the year, Riley Green, is here, so that feels good. Got to be fantastic to win that, especially in a very heavy category with some folks. I'm sure when you looked at it when it first came out, you were like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I was
be tough.
I can honestly say I was beyond happy to be nominated. You know, that was something I never dreamed of. And, you know, to win that award for me is gratifying in the sense of people are buying into me as a new artist and what I've been trying to do and the music I'm putting out. And it's motivating. You know, it makes you want to, you know, keep grinding in a time when things are pretty tough. You know what I mean? It's hard to go out and you can't get in front of fans. You can't, you know, play shows like you'd like to. So being able to perform on the ACM Awards is such a great platform for me. That's a huge opportunity I'm looking forward to.
Billboard said you were traditional. I looked at that and I was like, I only see you as Riley Green. I don't see you as traditional. Will you talk about that statement?
Well, I mean, I don't hate it. That's not I take it as a compliment. You know, when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I can remember sitting on the porch with my granddaddy Buford and singing Roy Acuff, you know, Wabash Cannonball and Great Speckled Bird and all this stuff. And I mean, none of my buddies, that's 100 years older than me, you know. But I definitely had a lot of inspiration in my music that was very traditional country. So I wouldn't be surprised if that sound comes out in my music today.
Is that, would you consider I Wish Grandpa's Never Died kind of traditional? I know you're performing that Wednesday night.
I think it's got a traditional sound. I mean, steel guitar. You know, yeah, that's a traditional sounding instrument, and it's all over that track. And, you know, there was a reason for that. I liked that sound that makes you go, man, that's a country song. As soon as it starts, before you hear a word, you know, it just sounds like a country song to me.
You'll be performing that song on Wednesday night on the ACMs. Where is that performance going to be?
I'm performing at the Ryman. Which, you know, if I had my choice between the three, that's where I would have chose anyway. That's a special place, and even though there's not any fans in the crowd, it's still a pretty cool deal.
Do you feel your grandpa talking to you when you do that song? Do you, especially at a place like the Ryman?
I feel like I got to not think about it to get through it. You know, I mean, it's,
oh God, God,
it is it's a very personal song. And I mean, you know, I wrote the song when my granddaddy Lyndon passed away. I wrote it as a tribute to him. And, you know, I think they'd be proud of what I'm doing. And I think that they would, they'll watch the show and they'll watch the performance, but I'm going to try to just make it through and remember all the words.
Yeah, that's what songs will do for you, especially songs that resonate with everybody. And I'm looking forward to the new stuff you have coming up. You got the EP coming out, If It Wasn't for Trucks, and you got a song, that title song from that coming out. And talk about that project. Was that done during quarantine or was that done before?
It was done. We recorded it during quarantine, obviously, but I wrote If It Wasn't for Trucks about a year and a half ago. And you know, obviously there's been songs written about trucks.
Sure.
But, you know, this song was personal to me in the sense that it was about moments that I had growing up that got me where I am today. And it just so happened, they all happened in a truck. And I wonder if I didn't have that truck, would those moments have played out like they did and would I be where I am? So, you know, I think it's a broad idea with a pretty personal spin on it. And fans have really dug this song since the first time I played it. And then there's some songs on there like Better Than Me that I wrote about the pandemic and what's going on in the world. And was really fortunate that Randy Owen from the group Alabama sang on that song with me, which is, you know, unreal. So I'm just excited to be able to put music out, especially in a time when, you know, you can't go play shows. You can't reach fans like you normally do. So it's good to be able to, you know, make any kind of noise.
Well, enjoy Wednesday night. Enjoy being a new artist of the year. That's fantastic for you, Riley, and it's good to have you here on our virtual coverage of the ACM Awards.
Appreciate it very much. Good talking to you.
See
you.
Check out more of our podcasts at 925xtu.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.